Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If everybody was laughing and joking, I'd be a little bit more concerned. So, I feel like we, had opportunities to win the game, like I said, multiple times. We didn't get it done. Guys are ticked. I like that.
Matthew Stafford talks about the frustration of some of the guys. They've lost two of three, two games that they probably should have won, that they gave
definitely
away. Now they head to Baltimore to take on the Ravens and then spend time in Baltimore afterwards.
Yeah, and then they go to London. I think this is a critical moment in their season, and I'm pretty sure the head coach feels that. And the head coach took a lot of ownership for play calling quirks and an inability to step on the neck of the 49ers despite dominating that game, at least from a yardage standpoint. They certainly dominated the second half. They gave away possessions with weird turnovers. They had a chance to, if Kyron Williams finishes that drive, the game's probably over. And then McVay didn't have enough of the killer instinct in his fourth down opportunities. And then not sticking with Stafford in the pass game late. I know he feels terrible about that. So I expect them to approach this as a must-win game. I know that that's what's being told to those players in that building this week. And they do tend to play with their food a little bit. And when things start to come a little easy for them, it doesn't always show up in the scoreboard. You watch them play with regularity and they have 30 burgers, but you're like, it could have been 40. They score 23, but you're like, wow, it's kind of crazy they didn't score 34. I expect them to bring pretty close to their A game offensively and defensively, frankly, to Baltimore.
This would be a bad loss for them.
Oh.
Coming off that San Francisco game, coming off extra time off, having played on Thursday Night Football, and with how compromised the Ravens are from a health standpoint, and just even when those guys were healthy, they weren't playing well. This would be a bad loss. But you bring up playing with their food a bit, and this is the perfect example. If you're looking at yards, the Rams offense is second in the NFL in yards.
Yeah,
they're 24th in red zone, and we saw that in the 49ers game where they struggled to punch the ball in those short yardage situations. You can't be moving the ball with that type of regularity and not getting touchdowns.
Stafford's number one in pass yards. Nakua's on a 2,000 yard pace. He's far and away number one in receiving yards.
They're number one in yards per play.
Number one
6.
In yards.
6.4.
Yeah. They've left points on the board with special teams mistakes. Their kicker stinks. Kicker can't get his shoulders behind the ball and elevate. So things are getting blocked and tipped. I don't know how much longer they're going to put up with that. And yeah, they've had red zone miscues.
More from Matthew Stafford. Says he's looking forward to the next game.
Football games are, like I said earlier, they're imperfect. We had a chance to win it multiple times. Didn't get it done. Those sting and piss you off. I'd love for us to find a way to close a little bit better, and I think we will. That one's frustrating. The Philly one's frustrating, but listen, all we can do is look forward to the next one and get ready to go.
Yeah, and that's a guy that's going to Canton one day, Matthew Stafford, and he's putting up, as you said, Jason, putting up some ridiculous numbers. He was the quarterback. It's interesting to look at his career. Quarterback when Calvin Johnson put up crazy numbers, quarterback when Cooper Kupp put up crazy numbers, and now the quarterback with Puka Nacua.
Yeah. It's a high octane offense. And if you can't pressure him without blitzing, which we know is impossible here, you're generally in for a rough day. And look, McVay's offense has flipped a little bit. Like, it used to be a little bit more of an outside finesse-ish run game. He likes to get under center, eye formation, and run it old school. And we know what's happened when teams have done that this year. It's been pretty emasculating. So you couple that approach on the ground with the most prolific pass game in the league, arguably. That's a tough
think about a team that can run it like that and did run it like that in Baltimore, the Lions.
Exactly.
A couple of talented backs. We know that the Rams did, like,
Yeah. Let's go to cut four, looking back to the game against the 49ers. And remember, they went for it on fourth down and overtime, did not get it. He talks about the final play call.
I mean, that's a bread and butter short yardage call for us. So I didn't have any problem with it. That's trusting our guys to go out there and make a play. They did a nice job of stopping it. Frustrating that we didn't get it. Wish I would have done more and found a way to help us win.
It's interesting. He didn't have a problem with it, but it seemed like Sean McVay apologized for it afterwards.
They were moving the ball through the air the entire game. And then when they get to the high red zone, they clearly wanted to flex their physicality, which I understand. But there was an earlier weird pitch play to the backup running back from Michigan, Corum. And that cost him at least a field goal attempt. And then, you know, Kyron Williams trying to score, lets the ball get punched out. And now you drive right back down the field and have a chance to win it again. And on fourth and short, you don't think, I mean, they didn't have anybody who could guard Adams in the second half. He had a slow start. Nacua, the running backs in the flat, the only time those balls were incomplete was when Kyron Williams dropped it. Yeah, it was a weird look. Could have thrown it.
Yeah, and in those situations, you go down swinging with your top guys, and you put in the hands of a future Hall of Famer, and with the weapons that he has, you have the faith that they're going to get, what, a yard, 2 yards, whatever it was.
Finally, from Stafford, they made a lot of mistakes on Thursday night. He talks about the offensive mistakes.
I just got to learn from them. You know, football is an imperfect game. You're not going to have a perfect game. Everybody's going to have mistakes in every single phase, every week probably. Got to minimize those and make sure that they're not – as tough on us as they were tonight. We battled our ass off. I don't know how many, we just kept finding a way to hold them to a field goal, drive down, get it punched out. Defense, hell of a job. Find a way to get it back down. Field goal makes it, sends it to overtime. Find a way to get a stop, drive it back down. I love that we went for it. I'm not playing for a tie. Let's go. Just wish we'd have kept the drive alive and found a way to score.
He's right. It's imperfect, but Sean McVay's got a long memory. The Ravens were pretty perfect when they played them in the Coliseum years back, and the Rams were pretty close to perfect when they were here a couple years ago offensively.
Yeah, look, this has the potential to be an absolute bloodbath. If it is relatively close, though, I would point out their kicker's having issues, and it's not just field goals and extra points. He's also giving away the drive starting at the 40 because he can't master the new rules, kind of like Looper struggling with that a little bit. So if it is a closer game, their special teams have not been to the standard expected there. They've had some issues like the Ravens, so maybe that levels the playing field a little bit, but I doubt it.
Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens and the AFC North. Aditi Kinkab Wallace, she knows the AFC North better than anyone. She's with CBS Sports. We'll ask her how surprised she is that the Ravens are this bad, and can it be fixed? We talk to Aditi next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.